brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two. I have a ton of news, including the latest on the kamikaze attack in Austin. More and more evidence points towards inside job. We're going to get into the EPA to regulate CO2 regardless, and now they're going to implement it. I've got just massive stacks of important news, but I want to take nothing but calls this hour because the calls are news. They take us in different directions, bring up different news items that I may have seen or not seen, wouldn't even have been planning to cover. It's very informative. Let's go to the Genesis phone lines first. Jake in Oklahoma, you're first up, sir.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on. First-time caller, but been listening to you for a long time. Definitely support you wholeheartedly. I'm also a very big supporter of 9/11 Truth and have been for a couple of years now. I want to tell you, I just recently called the campaign for Medina, and I got through to a volunteer. Very hard to get through. But I called to discuss my, or express my disgust with her and just distrust now that she has flip-flopped on the 9/11 Truth or movement. And basically, you know, their response, and it was just a volunteer, but they suggested that the media has manipulated her words. They wouldn't say that it was Medina's, they wouldn't say that it was Medina's official position because I tried to pin them down on that. But they asked, you know, have you considered that, you know, those aren't, you know, that's not exactly how, you know, it went down live or whatever. So, well, you know,
yeah, we've gotten emails like that saying, how dare you edit this? We haven't edited anything. Now I may have to write big official articles and detail it all. I mean, this is, there's a, what is it, 12-minute interview or 11.5-minute interview from KTRK TV Houston and a bunch of others, unedited, with her sitting there saying the towers fell in a funny way. I think, you know, it's great that people have questions. You know, it's good, it's healthy, and now it's despicable and a cult. And oh, so now we're lying. See, it's all a big Alex Jones hoax. Oh, I see.
Or maybe she's suggesting Mark Davis has manipulated her tape. I don't know that they wouldn't come
out. She's live on there.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. And but basically, my idea is that she needs to come out and have a press release to completely clarify her true and a complete position on this 9/11 Truth deal and whether or not, you know, she agrees that individuals have a right to, you know, question the government and whatever.
Well, do you know what's going to happen? I mean, look, let's say she started getting up in the polls again. They don't want to give her the attention now. They've already done their dirty work. Okay? Doesn't look good. The point is that all they got to do is get all these TV news clips and speeches after the Glenn Beck thing where she defends 9/11 Truth and then cut it in with Mark Davis and they'll go look at her. She's two-faced. I mean, these are very politically astute people. Karl Rove is on the job.
And, you know, she said on the Mark Davis program that she was thinking in terms of a commission report, but not the individuals out there asking questions. So that also, to me, is just complete.
She specifically says the individuals are despicable.
She said, well, you know, when I said to Glenn Beck that, you know, there's some questions that need to be asked, she was thinking in terms of a commission report, but not the individuals out there asking questions. And to me, that's just completely erroneous and a lie, you know, because before she
said, I mean,
you know,
wait a minute, just a week and a half before that, after the Beck thing, she's saying, oh, this is very healthy, this is very good, this is, yeah, the buildings fell very strange, oh. So, I mean, is she saying that Deborah Medina is despicable? But maybe I'm not supposed to point this out. I'm just supposed to say, oh, yes, I give you my support no matter what. You know, like I'm an Obama supporter. Yes, oh, whatever you say.
See a lot of people online saying that type of stuff, you know, hey, you know, she can't just come out and say she's a 9/11 truther. It's like you said, we don't care if she's a 9/11 truther, but if she supports an individual's right to question their government and petition for a, you know, redress of grievances, then that's what we're looking for, you know, mainly. I mean,
well, that's not even the main issue for me. It's that she says one thing to one audience, another to another audience. I mean, that's what we're trying to get away from here.
Exactly. So you have to stay away from the politicians like that, because like you said, they'll just blow with the wind. So, and we can't trust that at this juncture in our nation.
Well, it's a good lesson for other people running at the state level. Texas is only one battle. And the fact that she got so much support and is getting so much support is a victory. And I don't think she's a bad person. I just think she's turning into a politician. And it's my right as a voter and a Texan to talk about it.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes into hour number two, continuing with your phone calls. Let's go to Dan in California. Dan, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hi, I'm a big fan. I'm a little nervous. this is Dan from We Are Change East Bay, San Francisco, California. Well, I have one point and one question. Regarding the staged Geithner press conference, I don't know why your guys told the guards they were with InfoWars. I mean, you guys have a huge target on your back. What they should have done was just say, like, WXRK Radio or whatever your call letters are.
Sometimes to infiltrate something, we'll associate ourselves with, say, an affiliate that we're actually on, so it's the truth. We did that at the RNC in 2004, using affiliates' credentials, but we actually got them from the affiliate. And look, it's a free country. It was advertised as a public press conference. And so they came up and questioned our guys and said no. But maybe in hindsight, we should have said we were with one of our affiliates. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just wondering if they actually did try. We heard the recording where he said InfoWars. Jason Burma said InfoWars. But I was wondering if the other guys who did get in, did they just give the call letters or what'd they do?
They didn't really question the other guys because I had them go in waves, 30 minutes behind each other. They got there a little bit early. But anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. No, I just had a quick question. Your operations seem to have an amazing effect, you know, on this war against tyranny. I was wondering, you know, you're in Texas. You don't have a whole lot of live guests. They're mostly telephone guests. Have you ever thought of relocating to Washington or New York where the you could be right there at ground zero, you know, in the fight?
I'm a Texan. Number one, my family's here. They've been here since this was Mexico on both sides of my family. And, I mean, I'm not bragging, but everybody's into their, you know, their Texan-ness. You can't get any more Texan. And I'm just a Texan, and I love my state. I love Austin. Plus, I would have to have an operation probably half the size of this one because of the cost of a Washington, D.C., a New York, or even a Los Angeles. The cost is just for electrical power, for your rent space, all the state taxes that are involved. Instead of having 25 people total in our team, we'd end up having probably 10 or 12. So it's a money issue, too. I appreciate your call, Dan. Let's talk to Henry in Canada. Henry, you're on the air.
Oh, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hey, Alex Jones, man. You're awesome, man. They should totally make a movie about your life, man, and get Willie Nelson to direct it. All right?
What's that Keanu Reeves, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? That's what you sound like.
I guess.
You're like totally radical, Hang Ten, baby, yeah.
First off, Deborah Medina, 9/11 truther, non-controversy. Sarah Palin calls for a new investigation on tape. Get them. If Perry can have crack teams of internet first responders, so could we.
Well, we sent that information to Medina and said, all I said is what Sarah Palin said, and if she played the clip, that would have all been over. But again, I know nothing politically. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, my radio show, number one alternative media outlet in the world, fighting the New World Order. And it looks like they're getting their advice from a homeless person or something. I don't know. I appreciate your call. And I mean, I don't know what to say. Great. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jack in New Mexico. Jack, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. You are a true inspiration. On Infowars.com, I read an article about the Arizona speed cameras inciting a mini revolt.
Absolutely.
Well, there is an analogous issue, which is a huge problem here and all across the country, which is known as car booting or tire clamping by private companies. That's when you park at a private lot. If you don't do the toll box, some parking lot attendant, rather than warning you, hey, you didn't pay, they'll wait till you leave, and then they'll put the big metal thing on your car, and they won't release it till you give them like $50 to $100 in cash. No paper trail. Now, the issue here, as with the red light tickets, is that there's a lack of due process. It's an unlawful seizure of your property. And then, of course, the law shouldn't allow one person to punish another.
That's right. Literally hundreds of cases in federal and state court ruling the red light cameras are illegal because a private defense contractor company. I mean, take Texas. The company doing it in Texas, in Austin and Dallas and Houston, doesn't even have the license they're supposed to. And that was in the Dallas Morning News. It's just lawlessness, and it's also going to take the police out of business as these private systems are put in without due process. And you're absolutely right, and there is a revolt against the speed cameras. They're being bashed out. They're being spray-painted. They're being stickered. They're having boxes put over them, and the people are sick of it.
And that's what happened to me was, as Thomas Jefferson said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. I knew what this was, and I actually cut the boot off my car, and I've been fighting it in the courts ever since because I know my rights, and I'm fighting it back. In fact,
They put something on your property.
Exactly, and they demand cash, and they hold your vehicle. Well, these guys here,
it's a form of freebooting. It's a form of piracy.
Yeah, it has been criminalized and ruled as extortion and theft in Scotland, Seattle. It's a big problem there in Dallas. I know that for sure. I've talked to people in Dallas. I happen to have the largest collection of articles on the subject at fighttheboot.com. I want to thank you for addressing this and talking about it with me, Alex.
Thank you, Jack. Good to hear from you. Angelica in Tejas, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from one of the border towns down here in Texas. And I'm kind of concerned because I don't know if there's like a possible false flag attempt being orchestrated here. Reason I'm saying is because I have an article here that says Plan of Action for Border Violence. And we've been hearing stories from the other side of how they're beefing up the federales up there, the Mexican army. And people are scared, and they're telling us, you know, whatever goes on, don't make any attempts to come over here yet. It's being whitewashed on local news and the articles.
Let me break it down. A year ago, Rick Perry, an internal memo came out that martial law has been quietly, covertly, clandestine declaration of martial law on the Texas border. Rocket attacks, houses burning, murders, police being killed, Mexican troops coming across, robbing sheriffs. I've had them on. We're 3 miles across the border. You know, they grab a truckload of drugs and the Mexican military comes across, puts guns to the police heads, the sheriff's department, and nothing's done. It's hardly even in the local papers versus the national. And so they have been moving troops down there. And I've got an LA Times, similar thing in California. They are searching citizens. The BATF's doing door-to-door knock and talks, asking if they can come in and see your legal guns. They're harassing citizens, but then leaving the illegals alone. Mexico in the last year, basically, and this has even been in mainstream news, has collapsed. The country is under martial law. It's total bedlam. I mean, what is it, hundreds of murders a week? Absolutely, you are under martial law down there.
There's a pseudo-cops here, too, and it's being blamed on the cartels. If you go into cities like Alton, where it's more rural, you can see, like, these unmarked vehicles. And these people are wearing, like, black kind of ski masks. And, you know, this is from firsthand accounts, but from peers at school that I know.
Yes, ma'am. It is total lawlessness, as you know. And my cousin went down to the border. He hadn't been down there since college, you know, down to the Texas-Mexico border. And he went into some of the towns because my cousin grew up in Guatemala, so he speaks great Spanish. And he went down there with some of his Hispanic friends from Austin that wanted to visit family down there. And he said almost everything's boarded up on the Mexican side. There's hardly any tourism now in places like Brownsville and other places. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I saw there's a banner up, you know, in Spanish that says nothing has happened, nothing will happen, it's absolutely safe, but yet people that live in Reynosa are actually seeing the opposite. And, you know, the sheriff's department here and Customs and Border are saying, oh, it's unfortunate, but we're ready for anything and we'll do whatever we have to do if it comes down to this side.
And yeah, what they're talking about is Mexico completely collapsing and millions running north, and I appreciate your call. What's happened is 6 years ago, the Pentagon began giving tens of billions a year. It's different every year. Obama last year proposed $140-something billion to, quote, fight the war on drugs. Now, what's happening is you've got a real war down there over the $500 billion of narcotics and other drugs that come across the Mexican border into the southwestern United States. And so you've got CIA-backed Los Zetas and others trained, and the police trained, and they're fighting with other drug cartels, cowboys, that have become so powerful they're actually giving them a run for their money. So it's lawless warlordville, all because of the drug war. I don't like drugs. I mean, I know they're all basically bad one way or another, because any of them can be abused, marijuana, alcohol, you name it. But the point is, you must decriminalize them, or it will empower the criminal element over the years to where they become so powerful they take over your whole society. China fell to the British. The British shipped in drugs over 50 years, paid off all the officials in every city, took it over, broke it up in 12 pieces or 11 pieces. Drugs are being used to break down Mexico, to break down this country. Narco-terrorism. And The more you decriminalize, the less crime. The more you make it illegal, the more you enforce, the higher the price, the more money, the more crime. It's simple economics, supply and demand, the free market. And the establishment knows this, and that's why they desperately want to keep drugs illegal. That's why the Mexican government has now, so they won't collapse, tried to make small amounts of even cocaine and heroin legal, because their society is completely collapsing because of it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Okay, let's go to our studio lines here. Wide open phones, huge news blitz of key info coming up in the next hour. Also open phones. Linda in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I agree with you about Deborah Medina. I think she's being driven by fear, and I've supported people like Cynthia McKinney and Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul who are not afraid to ask the questions. But on a more important issue in my neighborhood is the whole issue of fluoride, and I'm calling on behalf of Fluoride Free Austin. And tomorrow at City Council, two of us are going to be speaking on this issue of fluoride, which I know you've been fighting for decades, and you've been our inspiration to stop adding fluoride waste to our water. I urge everybody in the Austin listening area to go down to City Hall tomorrow. Parking is free at First and Lavaca, and just stand with us in solidarity as we speak, going on over a year against the fluoride in our water. And while the media has been ignoring us, we've made a little bit of headway, and if we had 200 people show up, it would be a fluoride-free Austin tea party, and that's what we need. And
Linda,
we've made
Linda,
it.
Tell folks what time it is.
The city council starts at noon. People should be there at about 11:45 because they start on time, and I'm the first one to speak. And
how can other people sign up to speak?
Well, go to our website, fluoridefreeaustin.com, and also go to your city council website. Look in your phone book.
And by the way, I know, Linda, you're the lady we've had in studio before.
Yes, and we really appreciate Fluoride Free Austin wouldn't be here were it not for your inspiration, Alex.
Well, listen,
we need
my
people to show up.
Well, thank you for thanking me, but I'm just trying to get poison out of our water. You know, I think you ought to deliver to the city council all the news articles in the U.S. when they feed horses and cows and pigs fluoride water, they start dying. And in Australia, the kangaroos are dying when they give them fluoride water. I mean, this is such a joke that we can't even get this out of our water. And they take our baby's blood illegally at birth, and they're watching us with spy cams on our kids' computers, and they just admit it all. It's lawless. It's a joke. It's a toxic waste. It doesn't help our teeth. Get it out of the water. Linda, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Carolyn in Mass. Carolyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. I'm the first-time caller.
Welcome.
I'm really excited about being on the show. I agree that Deborah Medina, I think that it's a situation where she either feels threatened, maybe someone's blackmailing her, because no one does a 180 unless something's up. I don't think it's normal, especially someone intelligent like Deborah Medina.
Yeah, that's my point. It's not normal. I'm upset about it. And I want a response to it. You know, not that we're editing the tapes or baloney like that. I mean, I want a response, okay? She said what she said. She did what she did. And, you know, we need to be upset about this. We don't just sign on to a politician and then not get angry when they flip-flop. And this is a big flip-flop. And I'm upset. And everybody, I mean, literally 99% of the calls and emails are upset. Go ahead.
I think another reason why is because she did it with such a vengeance that it was like to make sure whoever it was that was threatening her could see that she unequivocally flip-flopped.
Well, I think the threat is she wants to win. I don't think she's being threatened. I mean, Glenn Beck came after her, set her up, and she did the right thing and stuck to her guns and then flip-flopped. And that's bad, because if she'll do it on that, she'll do it again. At least we need to hear from her and say, look, you know, admit she did a flip-flop and explain it or something. But no, we're just that little 9/11 truth group. You know, 84% of the country in the Angus and Reid New York Times poll. The lowest poll is 36%. You know, we're just 36% bare minimum. And, you know, we can just, you know, we ought to just shut up for the betterment and get her elected. We ought to just compromise. That's what we ought to do. Anything else?
Yes. But the when Geithner had that hearing with the Senate, the Congress.
Yes.
They should have arrested him on the spot. And I think that those that didn't arrest him on the spot, they had the power to do so. They should be charged with aiding and abetting for allowing him to get away with it.
Well, I appreciate your call. Let me be specific with the law. Who should be arrested via congressional warrant is Karl Rove. He was given a congressional subpoena. It's a felony to not go to that, and he just ignored it, and they set the precedent with that. What we need is grand juries at the state level to indict Geithner and others and Paulson. And, folks, I risk my life saying that. Do you understand that? That's why I'm in the gun sights of the New World Order. I mean, I'm telling you who the direct enemy is and that they're criminals. Okay, we're not playing patty cake here. I'm not risking my life with this radio show and my films and websites to compromise and patty cake people. Okay, not a game of patty cake. We're not in preschool. We're not 3 years old here, ladies and gentlemen. This is war against the New World Order, against a group of people that have sworn to set up a planetary police state and kill 80% of us at least. Okay? We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The Babylon system is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire.
Sucking the blood.
Sucking the children day by day.
What's the government target? Children, women, defenseless people. The poor.
The Babylon system.
All right, I'm going to keep going to your phone calls. Chris, Karen, Michael, Doug, Jonathan, Mark, D, Frank, Bob, Wade, Neil. And these are all great calls, but I've got to try to give you each a minute and a half max, because maybe a minute for you, a 30-second comment for myself, because we want to take your phone calls. And again, a ton of news coming up. But look, I got to play it. I mean, if you really want me to start proving my case with Medina, I can do it. I don't think she's a bad lady, but I think she's been naive. And that's going to be one of the problems, having people that aren't initiated to real politics to understand what's going on. That's why, you know, we're talking during the break, well, how does she fix it? I think that's up to Deborah Medina. I don't know what she does. I mean, does she come out and clarify herself? I mean, with all that vitriol and enjoyment and relish, the way she agreed that we're a bunch of, you know, crazy cult members, dangerous, and then previous videos, what's the quote? We're healthy, we're good, the towers fell in a strange way, and then now it's this. I mean, she did it. She did it. And it's like, well, we got to get Rick Perry. I mean, a lot of people fell for this. I love Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. You know, I love Mike Rivera. They got behind Obama. Well, Bush was so bad. And I'm going, yeah, but the same advisors and the same Chicago Business School and Harvard. And he's going to do the same thing. And we got to get past presidents and realize it's the banks. Yeah, but we've got to repudiate the Republicans. I'm not saying vote for McCain either. We have to admit that the system controls both candidates at the presidential level. And then now, a year later, it's, yeah, Alex, you were right. Can you imagine if Deborah Medina got in as governor and then started flip-flopping on guns, on the border, on 10th Amendment? I mean, if they created scandals or some concealed carry person killed their wife or something, and then they said, oh, what are you going to do, governor? They did this. Are you going to go ahead and restrict guns? I mean, you're going to get impeached if you don't. Or some Minuteman shot an illegal alien on the border. Are you going to pull the state guard off the border? What are you going to do, Medina? What are you going to do? Oh, okay, I will. See, that's why I like Ron Paul. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Again, if you say what you're for and stick with it, you're good. I mean, I don't really particularly like it that Rand Paul, running for Senate, has a good chance of winning, says, well, he might be for, you know, new wars with Iran or something if they threaten us. Threaten us, it's all staged. But at least he says he wants to slash taxes, control the border, defend the Second Amendment, and I believe him because he's been the same from the start. Somebody doesn't have to be absolutely perfect as long as they're a lot better than the other candidates, as long as you know they're going to stick with what they're going to do. Now, I mean, that's a big difference from his dad, though. Peter Schiff's come out and said similar things about war. And, you know, I've been forced to criticize that. And he noticed that some of the big Republican Party now are behind him and Rand. And I wish they were chips off the old block. So this isn't about her not being a full-bore 9/11 truther. It's about her changing what she said completely and then not responding. And then her campaign calling up people in the Austin campaign, Benny Langford, and saying, well, why is Alex mad at us? And then, you know, making up reasons they think I'm mad at him. I'm mad for what she said. Got it? But no, you won't address that. You won't. Well, maybe they will, but they haven't so far. See, we are about being steadfast here. Okay, let's start going. Well, before I do that, here is Deborah Medina at Glenn Beck's 912 Project, swearing allegiance to Glenn Beck's 12 things. To launch all these new wars and to reinvoke the feeling of the day after 9/11 when people were all under mind control. Oh, yes, that's just wonderful. And notice she did this in November 4th of last year. This just surfaced a week ago on the Internet, February 18th. It's only got 555 views. The video is called Deborah Medina and Glenn Beck's 912 Project Contract. And she swore allegiance to Glenn Beck, and then he slit her throat on the air. Let's go ahead and play that.
I'll go ahead and read it. I, Deborah Medina, pledge my sacred honor to representing my constituents by upholding these principles and values. 9 principles are: America is good. I believe in God. He is the center of my life. I must always try to be a more honest person than I was yesterday. The family is sacred. My spouse and I are the ultimate authority, not the government. If you break the law, you pay the penalty. Justice is blind and no one is above it. I have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but there is no guarantee of equal results. I work hard for what I have, and I will share it with who I want to. Government cannot force me to be charitable. It is not an American for me to disagree with authority or to share my personal opinion. The government works for the people. The people do not answer to the government. The government answers to the people. And the 12 values are honesty, reverence, hope, thrift, humility, charity, sincerity, moderation, hard work, courage, personal responsibility, and gratitude. Is that right? Go ahead.
Again, all of that sounded reasonable. Glenn Beck. Oh, that sounds wonderful, everything. Kind of like the UN Declaration on Human Rights, 31 articles, until you get to the 30th article, and it says you have none of these rights, and the UN says so. See, Beck puts out all this great-sounding stuff, and then he adds, but the Patriot Act's good, and torture's good, and wars are good, and value-added tax is good, and global warming's real. That's what Beck does. It's a bait and switch. Different things for different audiences. For his TV audience, global warming's a fraud. For USA Today, it's real. We've got to do something now. In the same week, he says this. But it doesn't matter if she went and pledged to that. Doesn't matter. Look what Glenn Beck did. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, you mentioned a couple days ago, you noted that you're on the 50,000-watt KLRG in Arkansas, and I want to let you know that that's part of the same network that's also carrying you here in Florida, 1340 AM in Clearwater, WTAN, and 1350 Dade City, carrying you from 1 to 2 p.m. Central. So I want to encourage people to ask them if they could ask the WTAN network to carry all of your hours. I want to ask you, have you heard about, I know you've heard about air ionizers, have you heard about water ionizers?
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, have you heard or seen the Kangen water ionizer? Have you tried any water from that? Because I'm just astounded by it, and I think it's great for deactivating all the industrial slag that's being added under the name of fluoride.
Listen, Chris, I appreciate your call. I don't have time to research all these different products. I know that they have ozonators and other systems, oxygenators, that do kill a lot of pathogens and do detoxify some things. But something like fluoride, nothing gets rid of it unless you filter it. And it's very hard to filter that because it's one of the smallest particles out there. Let's talk to Chris in Louisiana. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I love your show. I've been listening about 4 months now. That I first saw your video on YouTube, Fall Republic, and been listening to you ever since.
God bless you.
I got two things. First, Lindsay Williams had put out a DVD series last month and also in October. And in October, he talked about bank closures, a number of bank closures, and also that the banks hold on to your money. And I'll see those.
Yeah, there's been bank closures every day for 2 years, yeah.
And then also that his last DVD he brought out, he said that inflation, we're supposed to see inflation about 30-50% this year. Is also the health care bill. He said the health care bill is going to be a possible gun confiscation in there. I just want to get your take on that and see that if you can have Lindsay on back on the show anytime soon.
Sure, we'll get him back on. I appreciate your call. There's been a lot of rumors about in different legislation an IRS tax on guns that was introduced by Bob Dole. What was it, almost 20 years ago? It has not been reintroduced. In the health care bill, it just reaffirms what's already being done to the American Medical Association under federal pressure. The pediatrician gets your kid behind closed doors and asks, are there guns out in the house? Then they call CPS on you, even though your three-year-old may go, yeah, there are guns. You know, their brother's toy gun. So that's going on. And, yeah, that is in the health care bill. Lots of demonization of the Second Amendment. Come on in, Jaron. You got something? Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. At taxfree15.com, we think that the very best solution for all of this is a national strike and an economic boycott.
Have I heard you call into a lot of other shows? Because I'm getting a lot of emails, and I think I've heard your voice or other ladies in the last few months, and I want to say great job, really pushing that we have a national strike every 15th day of the month to send a message to the bankers we don't want to pay all this tax money to them.
It is me, and actually, though, the strike that we're talking about now has been endorsed by Mike Rivero, by Big John Lipscomb, by Pastor Butch, Joyce Riley, Joe Bannister, Tom Crier, Rick Adams. What we're trying to do, Alex, and thank you very much for the time, because your audience is huge, and this is about unity. It's about reaching out to every single individual in this country and even internationally, because we've all been raped and pillaged by this huge government gone wild push for globalization. And so instead of trying in individual groups around the country, this is something to unite us all to come together in April 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why. It's at taxfree15.com, and we think that it will send a very powerful message economically to those at the top, and there are ways that everyone can participate. And then on Monday, something that hasn't gotten very much publicity is Continental Congress and the Articles of Freedom, which are totally about restoring our individual sovereignty and our state sovereignty. Those are being signed, and they will be presented on the 19th at the state capitals all across the country.
Well, let's do this. I think last Friday they were showing me your name and an email to get you on, and I told the guys work on getting you on for a couple segments later in the week. I appreciate your call, Karen, and glad you're out there taking action. And, you know, none of this is a silver bullet, but resistance is victory, and everybody getting involved overall will defeat these people. So great job with what you're doing, Karen. Let's talk to Michael in Texas. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to begin by saying that I've been a supporter of yours for well over a decade, both financially and physically, in the field of battle, even to the point of being an advertiser on your show. I feel like I've earned the right to at least have a minute to make.
Yeah, you called yesterday, didn't you, and plugged your hydroponic store?
That's correct.
I think I recognize your voice. Just go ahead, sir. We're going through calls quick.
We support you. We know that you and your amazing staff are the biggest gun and weapon that we have in this war. We both agree that it's a war, and we both agree that it's about morals and principles. My point is that as I was loading signs into my truck yesterday and heard this broadcast yesterday, I was floored to hear this gun turned on Deborah Medina.
No, she turned a gun on us. She turned a gun. We're despicable. We're a dangerous cult. We're bad. That's what happened. And somebody slaps me upside the head, I stand up against it. Get that straight.
I share your frustration, and I understand where you're coming from on that. But you live in a few $100,000, very nice glass house that we, the listeners, and your amazing staff have helped you to live in. And you are certainly in no position to be throwing stones, especially at this point in the game, at Deborah Medina, when you yourself have compromised your own principles.
No, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, people make up a lot of stuff about me, and I'm not even going to sit there and hear whatever the made-up baloney is, okay? So enjoy yourself, sir. Enjoy yourself. Deborah Medina has chosen to roll over to the neocons, and you're not focusing in on what's happening there. I never said I was perfect, okay? I never said that. What I'm saying is you don't even get it, Michael. You don't even understand. You don't even hear what I'm saying. Okay? You make a commitment to something. You go out and spend time and energy in it. And then you don't want to get upset when it starts getting betrayed. So, no, I didn't get conned, Michael says. Alex, you're not in a position. I'm not in a position. I'm a Texan. I'm a voter. I can say something upsets me. Okay? You don't understand that. Let's talk to Douglas in Louisiana. Douglas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Doug. We may have lost that.
Deborah Medina, as well as spitting our face with that last comment she made with the last host on that program, I believe she committed political suicide intentionally. She threw the towel in because I believe, like the other lady said, that she was made an offer she couldn't refuse. I think she was told Rick Perry is going to be the governor, and you'll be alive, or Rick Perry will be the governor, or you'll be dead. And she had to make the choice. And I think she got in the ring with the big guys, and she didn't have what it took to get to follow it through. So that's my saying on it.
Well, I don't like to speculate, but I'll tell you this. People get under a lot of pressure when we can, you know, give them a partial pass on that. And I've said we need to see a response on this. But I don't want to speculate along those lines. I know this. We know that Ross Perot was threatened and his family was threatened in the presidency. Remember that? Do you remember that, Doug?
That's right.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just know that she was very well spoken. I believed when I listened to her, she was able to speak on the state's rights issue as better than anyone. She made me inspired as much as Ron Paul did. And when she stood up to Beck, she said the right thing. This time with this guy, she could have said the very same thing. Everybody has a right to their opinion, and that would have asserted herself. She was very well able to assert herself. She didn't do it this time, which just shows me she did that on purpose. She knew when she went into the interview what he was going to do, and he led her down that path. She agreed to his opinion. She didn't even have an opinion. He had her agreeing to his opinion of the other truther's opinion. So what is that?
Well, all I know is I'm despicable now. And I don't know why she'd come into a studio and accept the support of a despicable person. But, again, I guess I should just say, yes, I'm despicable. I grovel to you. I'll slit my wrist for you. Anything you want. You are God. I'm not allowed to have my morals or my stands. I'm evil. I'm bad. Oh, my God, I'm despicable.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, coming up in the next hour, I've got key news on the economy. A kamikaze attack in Austin, the police state, the government moving in, take over our businesses and industry with the carbon tax, even if the Congress won't pass it. So you're welcome to keep calling in about Deborah Medina. I know a lot of you are upset by it, but I will just say this. She did what she did, and I morally had to say something about it. I'm not here to be used. And our listeners are a lot more angry about it than I am, and we need to see a statement out of her on this. She did it. It's like Obama supporters. I get literally thousands of their emails the last year and a half since he was campaigning and then got in the last 14 months saying, you don't like him, you're a racist, you're bad. I'm like, no, I'm against all these wars, torture. Again, I'm allowed to have my opinion. You can have yours. Go out and vote for Deborah Medina, okay? We helped launch her with this audience, got her on the radar, got her a lot of money. What do I get for that? I get told I'm despicable. And then I go, man, that hurts my feelings. And then people that have signed on psychologically are like, no, you are not allowed. No, I have my First Amendment and nobody's taking it away, okay? Period. Period. And 99% of our listeners agree. But I wouldn't care if 99% disagree. Let me tell you something. 3 days after 9/11, I went down to do my Access TV show. There was a bunch of other Patriot shows. And two of the show producers ran out and cussed at me in the hallway and screamed at me and said you were wrong. And then a year later, they were doing 9/11 truth shows, but never apologized to me. Okay? I'm here to tell the truth, okay? And I haven't compromised, ever, in any way. What, you want to make something up? Here, make up a new conspiracy theory about me. I don't care what people say about me. Have you figured that out? There's been, what, like 30, 40 or more international newspapers, Time Magazine, Newsweek, New York Times, Financial Times of London, London Guardian, on and on and on, attacking me savagely 24/7. They got their guns on me. I love it. Blast away. Blast away. And all the disinfo can blast away. I love it. Because listeners are going to come here, and they're going to come to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're going to find out what we really are. People that produce the best films on the New World Order, period. That have the best websites exposing the New World Order, period. The best, most informative, with the most informative guest and best produced radio / TV show, period. By every barometer. And that doesn't mean we're doing a great job. We want to improve. All I've got is my integrity. And that's why the system always tries to attack it with lies. So make up some more. Knock yourself out. Go crazy. Go wild. In the end, the truth stands. We've done 2 hours of radio here, and I haven't plugged any books or videos. If you do believe in what we're doing, if you do believe the stand we've made, if you do believe in the fact that we have real integrity, and you want tools to wake people up, get Shadow Government, get Fall of the Republic, get Jesse Ventura's new book. It's about to ship. And get a free video with the book, and the book's discounted. Hardcover, $19.95, and a film, $44.95, value, $19.95. We literally make like $9 on this. Book cost us like $9, video and production and making it a couple bucks, I don't know, like $8. That's how you fund this operation. Infowars.com, the online video bookstore, the T-shirts. You know you're good. You know you're a patriot out there listening. Wear the shirts. Meet like-minded people. Go to city council. You wear a Don't Tread on Me shirt, you're going to find like-minded people. In a bar, on the street, at church, it doesn't matter. Infowars.com. See it as a donation. Or you want to send us donations. We want to expand. We want to grow. We're running into a lot of expenses with the TV studio. 6 months fighting with the city, making us add firewalls, all this stuff in the studio. It's being built right now. It drives me crazy. Infowars.com, buy the books and videos, make copies of the films, wake people up at the grassroots, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes, by the way. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.